Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Happy Hour.
The following message is from Dwayne the Mattress Guy from Mattress by Appointment Hillsborough.
Hey, Ryan, just calling in for Happy in the Morning. Your podcast's been killing it lately. Been loving it. Got the good vibes going. Nice job. That's right. We're doing 50 to 80% off retail. We've got the $25 down plan. You've got to call me, text me. You know my number, 813-452-5555. We'll set up a private showing. Come take a look at all the queens that we got on display, but I've also got kings, fulls, and twins. What it be like? We're taking on the same day. Just the other day, a guy was in Javain, came in, I think 2 weeks ago. He was looking for a king, got the mattress and the box spring. And he had a 1 o'clock appointment with me, and I think it was on a Thursday, and we had it in his bedroom before 2 o'clock. It was like 10 minutes to 2, I was pulling up to his house. So, I mean, it's that easy, and, you know, I take care of my people. One-on-one, I don't have a bunch of employees. Yeah, 813-452-5555, Ryan, you're doing a good job there. Thanks a lot. Appreciate all your help, and that's why I love using Mattress by Appointment to sponsor the podcast. Take it easy, man.
He's the voice of a generation that got screwed by the baby boomers. Welcome back to Happy Hour.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Yes, the most important election. That happens each year in Tampa Bay between June to September. Forget about the election every 4 years. Don't worry about that. The most important election is the creative loafing best of the Bay. Yeah. Go to cltampa.com. And click on Best of the Bay 2022. Vote Happy Hour's best podcast. The official name is Happy Hour with Ryan Happy. And vote me best radio personality. There's a lot of talent in this town. And I'm just proud to be on the list with them. Oh, yeah. You know what's right around the corner? The NFL. But I'm going to leave the analysis of the NFL to Ian Beckles on 95.3 WDAE with Jay Ratcher. But with that logic, I shouldn't be talking about basketball. But this is my show and I do what I want. When I want. And the NBA is right around the corner. Yeah, it doesn't seem like October is that far, but time will fly. Guess what? It's October already. There's a lot going on in the NBA, the association, National Basketball Association, the game played on the hardwood court. And I find this next headline here utterly fascinating. I find this next headline here, in a way, I don't want to say karma, but it's something. So Chet Holmgren is this 19-year-old kid who got drafted second overall by the Oklahoma City Thunder. And he's skinny and lanky as hell, but not in like a good Kevin Durant way. And like he just got a season-ending foot injury. And let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this guy was running his mouth at the NBA Summer League. He is having play after play, and he's really skinny with no muscle. And I was listening to NBA radio on Sirius XM, and they were saying, like, that when you're not built to play in the league, you're going to get a season-ending foot injury. And that the worst part about foot injuries is the fact that it never really goes away. Like, you can come back from a torn ACL, but he's already having foot injuries at age 19. That is not a good thing. That's not something you wake up in the morning to, but here is the headline. Nobody wakes up and goes, oh, I want to have a foot injury. Thunder second overall pick Chet Holmgren to miss entire season due to foot injury. He is the highly touted number two pick from Gonzaga. He lost the season due to a foot injury suffered in a recent Pro-Am game. It's got to be weird when you're playing in these Pro-Am games, when you're playing in all these like games that don't mean anything, if it's the Drew League with LeBron James, or if it's the NBA Summer League, or if it's just like them just messing around like you see Deontay Murray doing, him getting cocky as hell in Atlanta. You see all the guys doing their thing, trying to be good in the offseason, and it's got to be frightening because you're putting minutes on your body, and these games don't matter, but you also have to keep in shape. He suffered an injury to ligaments around the Lisfranc joint, a band of tissue that helps connect the long bones that form the toes to the bones that form the arch area in your foot. Oh, that sounds good. Nothing sounds like the perfect way to begin your NBA career, to begin your basketball career, than to have an injury near the tissue that connects the long bones that form the toes to the foot. You know, the whole thing called having feet, especially in the NBA when you're running up and down the court. It sounds like something that's really, oh, I can't even be passive aggressive about this. This is not good news. And he was just so cocky, man. I was rooting for him to be the heel of the NBA. I was rooting for him to just go out there and do his thing and annoy the hell out of the world. But this is not good. And this is Sam, the Thunder general manager, saying this. Certainly, we are disappointed for Chet, he goes to say, especially given the excitement he had about getting on the floor with his teammates. We know he has a long career ahead of him with our organization and Oklahoma City Thunder community. One of the things that most impressed us during the process of selecting Chet was his determination and focus. We expect the same tenacity we'll carry through this period of time as we work together. They were kind of nice about it, man. Because it's Oklahoma City Thunder, and there's really nothing going on. And this is probably the biggest headline they're going to get this whole season. Man, you can say whatever you want about Kevin Durant. Man, him leaving the Thunder, you really saw the top 50 player of all time all of a sudden like go, oh, I don't want to be here anymore. And then you go, wow, he really meant a lot to that Thunder team. Mm-hmm. 856, 49 Hoppy. Also going on in the NBA. Nuggets, Murray, and Porter Jr. look healthy heading into the season. Whenever I look at Jamal Murray, man, it's so weird what technology does. It's so weird what the smartphone does. Because back in the day, when you looked at an NBA player, you just thought about them scoring hoops, you know, getting the dunks and whatever. And you assumed they maybe cheated on her or whatever. But whenever I look at Jamal Murray, just think about him getting that little sex tape he released on IG Live. Remember there in the beginning of the quarantine when he was literally getting head from his girlfriend, this rich girl? She was so beautiful. Oh, what a surprise. A beautiful rich girl hanging out with an NBA player. That never happens. And then she dumped him and whatever, and then he tore his ACL. And it wasn't like it was karma, but when you're doing bad things are going to happen to you. Well, he's coming back, and they're thinking with him and Michael Porter Jr. and Nikola Jokic that they're just going to go into the NBA playoffs and win a ring. It's what they're saying here on NBC Sports, and I'm indifferent about it. Why would you say I'm indifferent about the Denver Nuggets winning an NBA championship? Probably because they are the Denver Nuggets. And that's not anything mean, but they're kind of like the Utah Jazz. Wow, you guys won one game in the playoffs. And I get this whole thing. Nikola Jokic is an MVP. Really? So you're saying they would go from pretty good to just not making the playoffs? I know his numbers are great and all, but in the division and in the conference with all the competition, the same conference that has the Warriors, and the up-and-coming Grizzlies and whatever the hell the Utah Jazz are and all those teams out there. The Lakers might be good this year with their new coach. The Clippers could be good. Oh, yeah, the Denver Nuggets are the real winners. Speaking of real winners, Durant trade talks over. The Nets and Kevin Durant agreed to move forward with their partnership. The Kevin Durant trade demand saga is over
for now.
And the Brooklyn Nets are back to being serious title contenders, according to NBC Sports. But they really need Kevin Durant, and they really need Kyrie Irving to be focused. It can't be this half-assed, oh, we're going to drop 30 points and lose in the first round. They got to be on their game, because it's infuriating. You know, like when you want something out of somebody and you really expect things out of somebody and then they don't bring it and then you go, maybe they didn't have it in them the first time. I kind of feel like that's the Brooklyn Nets. You know what I mean? We keep wanting them to be good. We keep wanting them to just go into the playoffs and do their thing. They were supposed to take over with James Harden, who chokes every year in the playoffs, and Kyrie Irving, who can't focus for crap, and Kevin Durant. We just expected them to go into the playoffs and win it all. And I feel like if it doesn't happen this year, obviously, it's not going to happen. And if he were to win a ring this year, he would shut up all the people that said he couldn't do it on his own. But until then, we're all going to agree that he probably can't do it on his own. Does that work for you guys? That's fine. Also, the basketball team that's in New York City, the New York Knicks, they reportedly offered 5 first-rounders and Fournier and Toppin for Donovan Mitchell. Oh, yeah. Well, what a great idea by the New York Knicks. But by me saying what a good idea by the New York Knicks, I'm being passive aggressive. I'm having a few comments full of sarcasm, which is the show. You don't trade 7 players for Donovan Mitchell, who barely can do anything in the NBA playoffs. If you can't make it happen, Captain, over in Utah, how are you going to make it happen in New York? Oh, yeah, you and Jalen Brunson are so going to take over the league. Man, I'm telling you right now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if Jalen Brunson doesn't make it happen in New York, leaving Dallas was really dumb. Now you're going to go, oh, but he's got Luka out there, so it kind of takes away from his playing time. I don't know, this new era, everybody wants to be the main guy, and it always works out, like Kyrie Irving and playing for the Celtics. What I'm saying is, I really miss the days when there was somebody who was a really good number two, who was really good with being the side, like Scottie Pippen. And yeah, Scottie Pippen now is like very arrogant and unlikable and has bad taste in women, but they're fun to look at. But what I'm saying to you is I feel like back in the day, people knew their role. Kevin McHale, James Worthy, all those guys. But now everyone's like, I want to be the main guy. And then they bitch and cry on Twitter when they can't be the main guy. Yeah, I'm talking about you, Kevin Durant.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yes. Following segment was brought to you by the best trainer in all of the Bay Area, Amir Academy of Martial Arts. Monday through Saturday, they have classes. Women's self-defense classes, classes for kids, classes for people that just want to work out, and they even have classes for people that want to become professional MMA fighters. For all the info on Amir Academy of Martial Arts, go to AmirAcademy.com.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. Oh, yes. We have so much to get into, so let's get right into it.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
All right. I see here. Okay. Do I think that Dennis Rodman is somebody who should be an ambassador for this country? No. Do I even really like Dennis Rodman? Not really. He's okay. But here's the thing. He backs out of Brittany Griner mission. He was going to go over to Russia and save the day and bring back Brittany. Here's my thing. Do I think that him going over there wasn't really about Brittany? I mean, it could be. But it was more about him getting attention like 10 years ago when he went to China and was hanging out with Kim Jong-un. Yeah, I think it was about him. But here's the thing. You had the government talking crap, essentially going, yeah, don't do that. What have you guys done with your dementia patient of a president and Kamala Harris, Kamala, whatever her dumb name is? Everybody goes, oh, yeah, she's going to just do so much for people. Hello, Kamala, whatever your dumb name is. We're waiting for you to help out. I might just have this really unhealthy, this really fictional view of politicians, but I just want to like see the president go, Russia, can we have Brittany? Like, Trump was literally going to supposedly do a nuclear war if he didn't bring back ASAP Rocky, if they didn't get him out of an overseas jail. And now there's a lot of things about Donald Trump that I don't like, pretty much everything. But that was one thing I liked, is that there is a celebrity entitlement where celebrities can get out of things more than regular human beings. And some people might call that unfair, but that's just the American way. That's just the way things are. That's just the way things are. So here's how this works. She should be back by now. And when you have Dennis Rodman being told by the government not to do it, what are you doing? Nothing. What are you doing? Absolutely, positively, nothing. Dennis Rodman won't be getting involved in the Brittany Griner case after all. The Hall of Fame player has reportedly decided not to travel to Russia after the U.S. government advised against his plans. Oh, yeah, but your plans, the government, your plans were so good. The plans you're doing. On the anniversary of Brittany Griner and her wife, you literally couldn't get them to connect on the phone. Supposedly, Brittany Griner's wife kept trying to reach out because she was supposed to get a free call to Brittany on her anniversary, and they couldn't get connected. Now, listen, I'm not asking for everybody to feel bad for Brittany because she really did it to herself. I'm not asking for people to go, oh, celebrity entitlement. But it's just the American way that you take care of your own, man. You know what I mean? 9 years for a weed pen. Again, she's a spoiled brat for bringing it overseas. She's had issues with her relationships in the past. There's character flaws in Brittany Griner, but she should not be getting 9 years in prison. I want to see a president on the front line doing something. I don't know. I might just have an imaginary, you know, vision of a president. Like growing up, I remember I thought like politicians were so cool, man. And they are not. The U.S. has remained adamant she was wrongfully detained. But what are you going to do about it? Nothing. The thing is this. It's like, what are we even voting for? You know that episode of South Park from 18 years ago about John Kerry and George Bush? Vote or die, mother effer. And it was saying a turd sandwich and a douche or whatever the two candidates were. That's literally what this last election was. And the turd sandwich would be Joseph Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Swift sued. Let's read into this, TMZ says. Your lover book's a total ripoff. Taylor Swift flipped through an old poetry book and decided to hijack the vibe and design for her own offering nearly a decade later, at least according to a new lawsuit. A woman named Teresa Ladart has filed suit against Swift, claiming she and her company lifted crucial elements of her own published work, a 2010 book called Lover that includes poems, anecdotes, and photos for her book of the same name. Whoa, what a concept. Taylor Swift's not creative and has a team around her? What a concept. I mean, it's really surprising. She always seems like such a likable, original person. Oh, wait, that's right. She has ghostwriters. Oh, wait, no, she doesn't. We're really going to believe when she says she doesn't have ghostwriters. Come on now. She ain't got an original bone in her body. She ain't got a likable bone in her body. Just saying. Oh, do you really think she's likable? You really think that's somebody you want to hang out with? Nope. We are never, ever getting back together. Wow. What a punishment for whatever Boyfriend Ed song was about. No. I don't have to be around you, you raging sociopath. Don't punish me.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Oh, yeah.
Happy hour will be right back.
This following little quick segment was brought to you by FitsAgeFitness.net, the best trainer, Devin Prasad, in the bay.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Someone hook me up with a flame. I'm having a nut fit.
Light him up.
Meat wad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my wrist and I'm going to get tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my balls.
I don't think Meatwad should be hanging around with these moon people.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. And for all the info on all the sponsors of this show and much more, RyanHoppyRadio.com.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go!
And we are on every single platform that has a podcast. iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn, Spreaker, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Mixcloud. Search up Hoppy Radio. H-O-P-P-E Radio. Now, I see this next headline here. And let me tell you, it is alarming. If any other politician's husband did this, especially on the right, they would be crucified. But it's Nancy Pelosi's husband. Oh, poor old man. Paul Pelosi was dead set on performing field sobriety tests as long as it meant he didn't have to do the big one, a breathalyzer. TMZ has obtained dash cam footage of Nancy Pelosi's drunk husband. It shows what Paul Pelosi was put through after his car crash, and it looks like he was really wanting to show cops that he was fine and not impaired, saying he could do balancing acts and whatever they needed him to do. Oh, but the breathalyzer to prove that I'm innocent? Oh, no, 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 we can't do that, but I can walk in a line. I'm a raging alcoholic for the last 84 years, so I know how to fake it. But anything else? Totally. And when you look at footage, he's barely able to be on his own feet without having to hold on to something. What a doddering boomer attitude. Ugh. I can walk, right? He's probably gotten away with so many DUIs. It's ridiculous. I would drink too if my wife was Nancy Pelosi. Oh, I'm sure she's a bundle of joy. I saw this next headline here, and I was like, oh, yeah, it's time to really move on. And she did. Janelle Evans, remember her? One of the teen moms. She's the one that didn't make the porno, because that was Farrah Abraham. Oh, that porno was leaked. That's why it was professional and had every single sex act and angle possible. Publicity. Well, the other one, Janelle Evans, not returning to Teen Mom. She is leaving Teen Mom and now looking back with her management saying that it's going on to bigger and better things in the reality TV world. She is not returning after the two sides could not reach an agreement on a contract. Well, here's the funny part. First of all, let's see how old Janelle is, but she's not exactly a teen mom. I think her kid's like 10, you know? So I don't know what the hell she was doing on there. It's like you're a quarter-life crisis mom. You know? That's somebody you want to hang out with. That's somebody when you hook up with. Oh, yeah, she's 30. About to be 31. Oh, yeah. Real teen mom. That's when you have no redeeming talent. That's when you have nothing going for you. When the only thing you can get is a spinoff to Teen Mom. That wasn't going to happen. When you're known for opening up your legs, which is fine, whatever you want to do, get pregnant as a teenager, great decision making. But when you're only known for getting pregnant as a teenager and nothing else is happening, oops. Here is the best of Teen Mom.
To be a better mom to Jace, and I know the best way to do that is
The best way to be the best mom ever is
college.
Oh, geez. Is to go on MTV. When I think of great mothers, they exploit their kids. She's literally a millennial pretty version of Honey Boo Boo's mom. I love my kids so much, I'm going to go on reality TV. I mean, at least when the dummies go on Dr. Phil, they might think it's doing something. But yeah, let me go on MTV. This was around the same time that Snooki was getting punched in the face. Oh, that same network that exploits women? Oh, that sounds like a great way to, you know, be a mother. That is Idiocracy if I've ever heard it. Anybody else trying to have a kid? No luck. But this dumb teen mom getting pregnant and they have a 34-minute best-of video of her? Let's hear some of this. I'm not going to interrupt it and keep critiquing it. I will, but you know what I'm saying. I want to hear the best of Janelle Evans, what she brought to the table. What's going on here?
I've been trying to be a better mom to Jace.
Yeah.
I know the best way to do that
How?
Is if I go to college. So today, I'm going to register for classes.
Whoa. You got off your butt and went to sign up for classes. How were the grades, though?
Here you go. Now that summer's over, my job ended, and I didn't save enough money to pay for school.
Sounds like the decision-making of Janelle Evans is really good. First of all, you get pregnant because you don't know what the hell a condom is. I don't get dudes that get women pregnant, man. Pull out. It's got like a 92% success rate. And then the dudes, when you talk to them, they're like, yeah, I just kind of, you know, finished. It's like, did you pull out? No. But I meant to. But no, you didn't. You did not, buddy boy.
My mom can't afford it, so yeah. I have to figure out how to apply for financial aid.
Oh, that sounds good. The government helping you out.
Mama? Janelle,
where you going?
I'm going up to the college and do financial aid and registration.
Yeah.
You do this financial aid.
Oh, wow.
Make sure, shut the toilet so the baby will drown. Ha ha ha.
The best of Janelle Evans.
Oh my God. No, it takes young babies to do that.
Okay.
When you go apply for it, make sure that you have your car insurance,
mm-hmm.
Show them Jace's birth certificate,
yeah.
And tell them that you live here, but tell them that I don't support you.
That sounds like she's a real delightful mom.
Yeah.
So when am I going to see you again? Tomorrow morning?
I'd have sex too as a teenager if that was my mom. She sounds like a real delight.
Want to spend the night with Kiefer?
No, Mom. I'm going to come home and go straight to sleep.
Mother of the year, man. 856-49 Hoppy. Len Dawson died, and no one seems to be talking about it. The Chiefs legend, the quarterback, dead at 87. It's really weird how when you live to be old, you're forgotten about by the time you're old. Like, he's one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, and nobody is talking about it. You know what I'm saying? He was the king of Kansas City back in the day. He died. No one's talking about him. Nope. Also, I see here, I find this despicable. Now, listen. First of all, let me really get into the meat of this rant. Do I think that sports can be a little over the top at times and people take it too seriously? Yes. But on one hand, I despise the nerds. I despise the, like, hippies, the Gen Z that are like, go sports ball. It's like, oh, yeah, go watch your Bachelorette. Cool. But on the other hand, I really don't like the people that take it too seriously. One time, I was at a Super Bowl party with a bunch of sports ball people and then a bunch of people that cared about sports, and it was not a fun vibe because it was the room trying to get the pretentious Gen Zs into the sports ball. And they're like, they're just hurting. It's like, shut up. They're just hurting each other. It's like, cool. Go watch your videos on TikTok. Like, we have our thing. It's fine. Well, the Cubs versus the Cardinals. There's a big rivalry, man. It's always these baseball fans getting into fights at games because these fans brawled at Wrigley Field. Man thrown down three rows of bleachers. Oh, man. Sounds like a good time. The Cubs versus Cardinals game Tuesday was a real snoozer, but the action in the outfield sure wasn't as hell, because fans got into a wild tiff where one man ended being hurled down several rows of bleachers. This happened in the 13-3 blowout of the Cardinals over the Cubs. My thing is this. All these players are making a minimum of $20 million as their net worth. They're not impressed by you defending their honor. They're not going, oh my God, you see that guy in the outfield? Like, none of the outfielders for the Cubs are looking at the bleachers and being like, oh wow, I'm so proud of you. You're getting into a fight because you got overserved and spent $90 on seven beers. You're really noble. Want to come to our mansion in Lincolnshire afterwards? Get the hell out of here. Losers. And I know that might sound a little harsh, but anybody out there who honestly gets into fights at games over sports, you are nothing more and nothing less than a
loser.
Just saying. Next on Happy Hour, The Masked Singer. Is that Tom Brady? New season insinuates he is going to be on it. Tom Brady is denying he left Bucks camp to be a contestant on the newest season of The Masked Singer, but the show is definitely leaning towards the possibility that he did that. And people also thought it was Peyton Manning, but they're not sure. I'm not going to play the video because it's got copyrighted music in that, but all these Buccaneer fans are mad at Brady. Oh, he wasn't at training camp. Da-da-da. It's like when you're banging a really hot girl, friends with benefits after a breakup, and like the breakup is Jameis, and you're dating somebody who's better for your, like, the daughter in the situation is the Buccaneers, and they left the imbecile known as Jameis. Oh, yeah, I would so want him to date my daughter. Anyway, and then you have it go to Tom Brady, and like, Tom Brady's there, he's hanging out, but he's not going to, like, marry your daughter. He's going to give her a good few years, but whatever. But you're grateful for that time? Or if you're using this analogy as a heterosexual man, it's like banging a model, and you're like, this isn't going to last forever, but it's fun. That's how the Buccaneer fans should be looking at it. By going, I'm grateful that you were here. If you would have told me 3 years ago, 4 years ago, when Jameis threw 30 touchdowns and 30 interceptions, And he was saying, I'm out there balling, check the sheet, and all those dumb quotes. If you would have told me that we would be Super Bowl champions 2 years later, I would go, okay, how did Jameis improve? I never would have ever predicted that Tom Brady would be playing for the Buccaneers. And anybody out there, all the pundits who claim they knew about it, all the pundits that said, oh, I saw it coming. No, you didn't. The people out there who claim they saw it coming, that Tom Brady was going to come to the Buccaneers, tell us what the future holds. What crazy thing's going to happen? Right? You know what I mean? Is Chad Holmgren going to come back and score 100 points a game? If you are so sure that you thought he was going to go to the Buccaneers, tell us the future now. We're waiting.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Hour, we'll be right back.
Oh yeah, this following segment was brought to you by the best barber in all of the Bay Area, richkbarber.com. Go there, sign up for an appointment and tell them I sent you.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
But Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Fella found an even older glory hole two towns over. Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
Ladies and gentlemen, watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. Okay. This next headline here is about Britney Spears getting off of social media, which I thought the media covering her during the Free Britney movement, I thought they cared about her. If you so care about her mental health, why are you covering her going off of social media? Because she's going off of it because she's probably having a mental health breakdown because of you guys. Now, before I play this clip, let's have a prediction here. Is this clip going to call her the toxic singer? Because she's kind of a toxic person, but they're using it because she had the song Toxic in 2004. Are they going to go, Britney Spears gets rid of her social media ahead of her duet with Elton John? And then they show a clip of her and they go, the toxic singer. Let's see if they do it. I'm just saying.
No! Happy Hot Topic!
Britney Spears is taking an Instagram pause ahead of a massive music milestone. The Till the World Ends singer apparently
I'm proud of you. You didn't say toxic. This is a big moment. This really is a big moment, man.
Britney Spears is taking an Instagram pause ahead of a massive music milestone. The Till the World Ends singer apparently deactivated her IG account on Wednesday, 2 days before the release of her first song in 6 years.
Oh, wow. We can't wait. I mean, I know there's a whole gang of Free Britney people that claim to care about her, but they're using it as a hobby because they can't create anything that people care about, so they have to leech off of her fame.
A collaboration with Elton John. According to Billboard, Britney deleted her gram after posting a teaser clip of her and Elton's duet, Hold Me Closer.
Yeah.
Which reportedly puts a new spin on his hit song, The One, in addition to Tiny Dancer. However, the pop star didn't totally step away from social media. After deactivating her Instagram account, she took to Twitter instead and shared her thoughts on her Elton collab there. She wrote, "Okie dokie, my first song in 6 years. It's pretty damn cool that I'm singing with one of the most classic men of our time, Elton John. I'm kind of overwhelmed. It's a big deal to me."
Got it.
Britney went on to shed light on how she's been prioritizing her well-being and happiness, writing, "I'm meditating more and learning my space is valuable and precious."
Hell yeah, I'm proud of you.
"I'm learning every day is a clean slate to try and be a better person. True. To do what makes me happy. Yes, I choose happiness today. I tell myself every day to let go of the hurt, bitterness, and try to forgive myself and others to what may have been hurtful." She continued, "I want to be fearless like when I was younger and not be so scared and fearful."
Yeah, life really broke her down.
"I pray there actually is truth to the Holy Spirit, and I hope that spirit is..."
All right, yeah, you're going to lose me there. There ain't no God.
Meghan Markle's new podcast is a hit.
For the first episode, let's see, call me in 10 days and see how popular it is. Also, what happened to Archwell Audio? Remember when her and Prince Harry were supposed to do that podcast and they were paid $40 million? This is Archwell Audio. We are going to talk about how great we are and never release an episode, but get paid $30 million while other people that do podcasts, and I'm not saying I deserve $30 million, but I do. But what I'm saying is, like, they got paid to not even do a podcast, and all other people, you know, did a podcast. Archwell Audio. Archwell.
Should we start? Ladies first?
No, say it.
This was the podcast that, like, had one episode released and never another one. This is not the new Meghan Markle one. She's got a second one she's going to do two episodes on. She's a really hardworking woman, that Meghan Markle.
Should we start?
Yeah.
Ladies first?
No, say it, because I think it sounds really nice with your accent.
What, Archwell Audio? Archwell Audio.
I mean.
Really?
Shall we?
Yeah, let's do it. Hi, guys. I'm Harry.
And I'm Meghan.
I don't know if that music's copyrighted, but yeah, that was all they released, and they got paid $20 million. What a life. But then again, I wouldn't want to have Prince Andrew as my uncle, so I'm good.
The Duchess of Sussex launched her new podcast, Archetypes, this Tuesday.
Yeah.
And just 2 days after its debut, it has shot to number one on their podcast charts. For the
Call me in 10 days, though.
United States, Ireland, Australia, Canada, New Zealand, and the United Kingdom.
Of course.
Her new podcast has pushed the Joe Rogan Experience, the former top podcast in the United States, down to number two.
Oh no, how is he going to survive?
In a new promo for the show, shared by Spotify on social media, the former Suits star says she hopes listeners will get to know a whole new side of her.
Oh, the interesting side, the one we want to get to know? Oh, yeah, it's totally there. When I think of somebody that's so unique, I think of Meghan Markle. Oh, what a pretentious person she is.
People should expect the real me in this, and probably the me that they've never gotten to know, certainly.
Oh, what's that like?
Not in the past few years, where everything is through the lens of the media, as opposed to, hey.
Hey, so are you going to show your father? Are you going to show the side of you before you got famous? No, it's going to be you and what you want us to think your life is. You are fake as hell.
It's me. I'm just excited to be myself and talk and be unfiltered. And
have your dad on then. That'd be interesting. That'd be listenable.
And yeah, it's fun.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
Meghan's first episode, titled The Misconception of Ambition, features her famous friend Serena Williams.
Oh, that's good. What's her ambition? Oh, yeah, I married this guy who's from royalty, but I swear I didn't know who he was. Just saying. You can't believe her. She's just so icky, man. You're just like, ugh. Speaking of icky, Olivia Wilde. What happened to Olivia Wilde happens to men all the time. But when it happens to Olivia, oh, you're such a victim. I'm not saying Olivia's not a victim, but when it happens to a man.
Olivia Wilde is getting candid about the moment she was publicly served custody papers from her ex-fiance, Jason Sudeikis.
And I'm not defending Jason. He seems so hateable. He's got such a punchable face. I've actually never seen a more punchable face. I don't know who's got more of a punchable face, him or Fred Armisen. They are so hateable.
In a new interview with Variety, the Don't Worry Darling director opened up about the incident, which went down at CinemaCon in April.
Yeah.
She said, "It was my workplace. In any other workplace, it would have been seen as an attack."
Oh. How'd you survive?
It was really upsetting. It shouldn't have been able to happen. There was a huge breach in security, which is really scary.
Yeah, I bet there is somebody behind the scenes that doesn't like being around you, and they're like, "Come on in. We hate her."
The hurdles that you had to jump through to get into that room with several badges, plus special COVID tests that had to be taken days in advance.
Oh yeah, they really were there to serve the papers. And, oh, COVID. Ugh, liberals. And I'm not saying I'm not vaccinated, but that's such a liberal thing to say. Oh, and they had to take COVID tests. It's been 2.5 years.
Which gave you wristbands that were necessary to gain access to the event. This was something that required forethought.
Yeah. Why is it when, like, A man does this to a woman, he's a scumbag. Or Michelle Branch punches her husband. Yeah, he was cheating on her, but the charges are dropped. But whenever a man does it, they're always crucified. If that is not the definition of a double standard, I don't know what is.
Olivia went on, I hated that this nastiness distracted from the work of so many different people and the studio that I was up there representing.
Oh, I'm sure they were fine. They're probably giggling.
To try to sabotage that was really vicious, but I had a job to do. I'm not easily distracted.
Mm-hmm.
She added, but you know, sadly, it was not something that was entirely surprising to me. I mean, there's a reason I left that relationship.
Midlife crisis, now you're banging Harry Styles to overcompensate? I mean, let's be real here.
For Harry Styles and Olivia Wilde, things are no longer as it was since they started dating.
Yeah, you kind of begin to smell each other's farts and everything. Just
negativity
saying.
Surrounding their relationship.
Let me rewind that. The negativity surrounding it? Oh, I thought things with Olivia Wilde were so likable.
Responding to negativity surrounding their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. That is right.
Got
Harry's
it.
Rolling Stone's latest cover star. And in the mag, he shares his feelings about critics who've questioned their 10-year age gap. And the
oh, whatever. Anybody who hates on a millennial or Gen Z for being a horny cougar that's in the heat. That's a fun time, man. It's not a woman you marry. You're not bringing her home to Thanksgiving dinner because their age is closer to your parents. So that'd be kind of weird, but it's a good time. My voice is cracking from the experience. It's a good time hanging out with cougars, but then it kind of gets old real fast. But in the moment when you're hanging out with those cougars, it's cool, but afterwards, you're like, no teeth!
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah, this following segment, I don't even know who it's brought to you by. It's been brought to you by, who would want to be associated with this segment? I don't know. Go to RyanHappyRadio.com to check out everything.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour.
Whoa, hey. hey. It's like a koala bear crapped a rainbow in my brain.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your Car General Roundup, starting with Kanye West, because we know someone who is no longer a fan of his work and...
A lot of us?
That's Chelsea Clinton. During
You lost Chelsea Clinton? Somebody who's defended her dirtbag father and sociopathic mother? I would have defended that person if it was anybody else who says they're not a fan of Kanye West anymore, but losing Chelsea Clinton, that's a wash. No!
During an interview with Entertainment Weekly to promote her and her mom Hillary Clinton's new show, Gutsy.
I'm sure that show didn't have to be edited out because of Hillary Clinton's annoying ass. You can't show me. I must look perfect at all times, which is why you lost the election.
42-year-old revealed that she had to let go of Ye from her music library after the way he treated his ex-wife, Kim Kardashian.
Oh, shut up. Try to be relevant. What about your dad going to Pedophile Island? What about all the murders and the... Now I'm going to the conspiracy route of Alex Jones. But what about all the murders that surround your family? That doesn't bother you. But two celebrities that have nothing to do with you? Got it. You're a clout chaser. You have nothing going on. And you're looking to grab headlines, which it worked. But deep down, you know you're a phony. Deep down, you know you're nothing more than a rich, spoiled brat.
Chelsea also shared that she was not a fan of the way the rapper, quote, talked about women. And
well, that's fair.
That it was essentially unconscionable to her.
Oh, what about your father getting a BJ from Monica Lewinsky? Was that cool? Was that acceptable?
Recall Kanye has gone on multiple rants on social media during him and Kim's public breakup that ultimately left a sour taste in a lot of people's mouths.
Including Monica Lewinsky.
But staying on Kim Kardashian, because the Skims founder seems to be staying very positive after her breakup from Pete Davidson. In fact, yesterday Kim posted...
Yeah, she's Kim Kardashian. She can get any guy she wants. Do you think that my voice has been cracking a lot today, and I don't care. Oh, I have back pain right now, too. This sucks. Do you think that I just like talking like that? Do you think that Kim Kardashian's can get any guy she wants? You know, that maybe dating Pete Davidson's getting kind of old? Because if, like, Kim Kardashian dumps you, that really makes you wonder, like, is it getting old?
A new set of Instagram photos, and in the caption, she shared a cryptic message that read, "Time will always tell."
Yeah, that you're a talentless idiot.
Now, we're not sure if this is relating to a good thing or a bad thing.
Probably not good.
But we do know it's been about 2 weeks since her and the former SNL star went their separate ways. Well, based on how Kim has been looking lately with her fits in these photos, it's good to see the beauty mogul looking happy and gorgeous.
Oh, whatever. Enough of you.
Shut up!
I have the worst back pain right now. My late 20s is not doing me any favors. And the fact that this ain't going to get better with age is not ideal.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your Car Jenna Roundup, and we're kicking today off with Kim Kardashian because she is in some hot water, or should I say maybe too much water. This week it was...
That's never possible with the Kardashians. Wetter the better.
Revealed by the Los Angeles Times that the Skims founder and other celebrities such as Kevin Hart and Sylvester Stallone were issued notices of exceedance, which states that they had surpassed 150% of their monthly water budget at least four times since the district issued new rules to combat the drought at the end of the last year.
I mean, the Kardashians are always wet.
Now, for those of you who might not know, the government drought site says that nearly 97% of LA is in a state of severe drought. Well, hopefully Kim and others cut back a few washes after this.
Kim Kardashian thinking about the peasants? Never, ever.
Okay, but switching gears to Scott Disick because he might have something going on in his love life. This week in the reality...
What, banging another 19-year-old that was born in 03?
Reality TV star and Rod Stewart's daughter, Kimberly Stewart, were seen out again, but this...
You know Rod loves that.
This time they were holding hands.
Wonder if he was a deadbeat dad then. Any of the girls that date Scott Disick seem to be like raging with daddy issues, like raging.
Now in photos, which you can see on HollywoodLife.com, the pair can be seen walking outside the Giorgio Baldi dining spot as they comfortably held hands. This news might also come as a surprise for some, since last week we reported that Kimberly and Scott were also seen on a casual lunch date, and that a source told Hollywood Life exclusively back in June that the duo are merely friends. But based on these new images, what do you guys think?
I don't really care anymore.
Let us know in the comments.
But here I am talking about it, so I'm a phony.
Comments. Staying on Scott Disick, we have not forgotten about his recent car crash, and now we have some exclusive details on Kourtney Kardashian's reaction. A few sources close to the exes told Hollywood Life exclusively that the Poosh founder made sure to check in on Scott after the...
That's good. I'm happy for her.
...the accident. An insider close to Kourtney also shared that the newlywed can't imagine if one of the kids were in the car with Scott.
That's good. You're really thinking about the kid's dad. It's almost like they're not good people, those Kardashians. Speaking of not good people, the cops that released a picture of the Kobe Bryant.
New video, Vanessa leaving court late this afternoon after the verdict. Jurors awarded her $16 million in damages for invasion of privacy. Here's how it breaks down. $2.5 million for emotional distress already suffered and $7.5 million for future suffering. From the LA Fire Department, she'll receive a total of $6 million. Vanessa's lawyer asked jurors, can you imagine hiking down into a ravine to take personal souvenir photos of a deceased child to take them home as a trophy or souvenir?
Man, Vanessa really got a good lawyer. Proud of her. Even though I never met her and never will.
And we're learning more about Anne Heche's final resting place.
Where? It's really weird how she died. Like, I don't know what happened, but it was not worth it.
ET has obtained the death certificate, which indicates Anne was cremated last Thursday.
That's nice. So weird, like, the whole idea of dying, but especially cremation. Like, you're just nothing but dust.
With her final place of burial being LA's famed Hollywood Forever Cemetery.
Such a thing full of narcissism to have, like, the whole Hollywood Forever. No, you'll be forgotten about in 2 days. We all will.
The 53-year-old actress who died after this horrific crash will have a spot in one of the mausoleums close to the actor Mickey Rooney.
It's just so scary. Like, that car crash sounds like a cartoon. It sounds like a sound effect a radio show would play. It doesn't really sound real.
...who died after this horrific crash...
Like, that, it's so frightening.
80-year-old actress who died after this horrific crash will have a spot in one of the mausoleums close to the actor Mickey Rooney. Anne's 20-year-old son Homer says, "We are convinced our mom would love the site we have chosen for her."
Well, that's good. I'm sorry, guys. Really nothing more to say. Especially with this next headline, there's really nothing to say here. Wasn't really a surprise.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Gary Busey's a creep? Who would have saw that coming?
Gary Busey is facing sexual offense charges stemming from incidents that allegedly occurred at a fan convention in New Jersey.
He just looks like a sex offender, doesn't he?
The Cherry Hill Police Department announced in a press release on Saturday that they charged the 78-year-old with two counts of fourth-degree criminal sexual contact, one count of attempted fourth-degree criminal sexual contact, and one count...
I mean, if you were any other person, you would be like... But if it's Gary Busey, you're doing the same thing. Let's be real here. The guy just looks creepy. I've never liked him. Just saying.
Count of harassment. Police say the charges were brought due to alleged incidents at the Monster Mania convention.
There is not a handsome picture of that guy. Man, he looks creepy.
Which took place in Cherry Hill from August 12th to 14th. Officers were called to the hotel where the convention was being held, quote, for the report of a sex offense. Police
That sounds good.
Said in their press release. Busey was charged on Friday following an investigation, and police share that the investigation into the matter is ongoing. According to the Associated Press, the Buddy Holly story actor was scheduled as a featured guest for all 3 days of the horror film and memorabilia fan event. The actor was also tagged in multiple social media posts with fans at the convention.
Yeah, man. Sounds like a good time. A great time.
As long as the family's happy, the wife is happy, the kids are still talking, it's all good.
Yeah. Sylvester Stallone might now be singing a different tune.
Got it.
As he and wife Jennifer Flavin call it quits after 25 years of marriage.
It's important to stay together as a family. You can't...
That was 12 years ago. How time changes.
Been too many weeks apart.
ET can confirm the actor's wife filed for divorce last Friday in Florida. Documents reveal Jennifer wants to remain living in the couple's $35 million Palm Beach home.
Oh, yeah, of course you would. You don't want to live in an apartment in L.A. You got no redeeming talent.
Amid the legal proceedings. And get this, she's also accusing Sly of hiding marital assets.
He seems like kind of a sketchy guy. Like, I'm sure he's an okay person, but you look at him and you just go, I can see a little corruption in that guy.
Rambo star tells ET, quote, I love my family. We are amicably and privately addressing these personal issues.
Like this one. Right here.
Sylvester Stallone is clearing up some of the rumors surrounding his divorce with Jennifer Flavin.
Wow.
After 25 years together, the Rocky actor's wife filed to end their marriage in Palm Beach County, Florida on Friday and sparked speculation around why they are calling it quits. Now Sylvester is denying reports that their split was due to a disagreement over the 76-year-old's dog, Dwight. The Rambo star told TMZ on Wednesday that the pair were having issues over the Rottweiler's care since they...
Oh, that's good. I think that was just her trying to find a reason to get rid of him. He was 76, so they've been married 25 years. He was 51 when they got married, and she's 54, so she was 29. So, yeah, she was totally with him for his personality. Get the hell out of here. Gold Digger!
They traveled between their LA and Florida homes, but insisted that that was not what ultimately led to their breakup.
Then what did?
We did not end the relationship on such a trivial argument.
No, that's how all relationships end.
Told the publication, adding, we just went in different directions. I have the highest respect for Jennifer.
That's good.
I will always love her.
No, you won't. You'll be banging some 19-year-old tomorrow. You'll probably end up being Eskimo Brothers with Scott Disick.
She's an amazing woman. She's the nicest human being I've ever met.
Then why are you breaking up?
Stallone told Access Hollywood that same day, I love my family. We are amicably and privately addressing these personal issues.
I respect that. Alrighty.
Kim Kardashian's single and ready to mingle.
Yeah.
I'm like dropping hints that I'm single and I don't know how this dating thing works.
Well, it's actually a source that's dropping hints, filling ET in on how the beauty mogul's handling life after ending things with Pete Davidson. And
pretty good. She seemed like she's the one that wanted to get rid of him. Let's check in on Pete, though. That's the one we got to be worried about.
And why her kids aren't too heartbroken about the breakup.
Oh, that's good. That's going to really make Pete feel good.
You just gotta roll with it.
Yeah. Our source says Kim's doing surprisingly well since their split and leaning on her family for support. She's also diving into work to keep herself busy and keep her mind off of it.
I like always being busy. When I'm not busy, that's when I start to get uncomfortable.
I think Pete probably wanted to bang all day and she's like, I need a break, man.
Get this, Kim.
I've had sex for the last 43 years, maybe 43 minus. I'm trying to do the math. I would say she lost her virginity at 15, so 40. For the last 28 years, I've had sex. I want to take a break.
Ready to jump back into the dating pool. Our source adds, Kim is definitely open to dating again, and her friends and family would love to set her up and think it's so fun.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure Pete loves watching these videos. You know, he's down under in Sydney making that movie going, no. Also, we have a phone call here. This is such a Kevin and Bean Howard bit. But we have a phone call here. Ring, ring, ring. This is the sound of Pete Davidson. Ring, ring, ring.
Yeah, Bible.
As for how Pete's doing, well, our source says he's bummed, but trying to stay focused and positive. Quote, he has the utmost respect for Kim, her kids, and the family. He wants to maintain a healthy relationship with all of them.
Now they're trying to break the relationship with you, bud.
It's just super genuine.
Throughout their relationship, the comedian got close to Kim's little ones, North, Saint, Chicago, and Psalm.
I text him. I wasn't even thinking like, oh my God, I'm going to be in a relationship with him.
In July, a source told ET, Kim seeing Pete be so great with her kiddos only made her fall in love with him more.
Pete has got to be literally the best human being I've ever met. Like the...
For about 2 days.
Best heart. People always say like, oh, he's so funny. And it's like has to do with how funny he is. That's like fourth on my list of why.
Yeah, that sounds like that relationship was really going to last long. Really going to survive forever and ever. Amen.
I've always wanted people to see who I really am.
Yeah, don't worry, Kim. We've seen it. It's called Pornhub.
Narrative so out of hand about me and my family. There's just no changing it.
We're built for this.
The Kardashian-Jenner ladies get real about their lives in the spotlight.
I think.
Do you guys have a bottle of Pepto-Bismol? How real are you going to get?
That you have a real insight into what the girls are doing. Not only, you know, what you see.
All right, I don't care anymore. I feel like I have a case of HPV. I mean, whatever. Here's some more breaking news.
Wendy's customers in Michigan, Ohio, and Pennsylvania may not see lettuce on their sandwiches.
That's fine. I don't even know. Like, I go to Wendy's because I'm broke as hell at times. And most times, 100% of the time working on it. And you look at it and you just go, oh, okay, I can get a lot of food for $15. It'll really fill me up. But then you also look at the situation and you go, I know I'm essentially eating clay and this is not real meat, but you really look at the lettuce and you're like, oh my God.
37 people were sick and 10 people sent to hospitals in the Midwest because of E. coli bacteria, likely found in lettuce.
That sounds good, man. Finally, and today in Deadbeat Dads,
Nick Cannon's family is getting even bigger. The Masked Singer host revealed on Wednesday that he's expecting another child, his third with Brittany Bell. Nick shared video of him and Brittany at a pregnancy photo shoot and captioned it, "Time stopped and this happened." He tagged,
"What, you keep finishing inside of people and then getting them pregnant?"
Brittany and shared two hashtags, sunshine and sunrise.
The other one should be Deadbeat
Loser.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
And like that, he's gone.
Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over.